Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Marketing Club Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to share five ways to keep you consistent with your content and how to do that. Give you five tips. Now, I've talked a lot about consistency over the years, and I do truly believe that consistency in your marketing is more important than the quality of your marketing. Now, let me just get out of the way the fact that I don't think you can have crappy marketing and your marketing be terrible. And as long as you're consistent, it'll be good. What I'm assuming is your content is okay. And the consistency is the problem. A lot of people who post content online, whether that be a video or a post or something on TikTok or whatever platform it is, it's generally okay. You know, there's not a whole lot of posts that are consistently horrible. There may be some that are not the greatest or not your greatest work, but for the most part, they're all okay. So let's get that out of the way. I'm assuming your content is okay. Consistency is the part where you're having troubles with. Maybe it's you have these flashes where you're sporadic with your content, or you run out of ideas, or you don't exactly know what to say, or you're not sure what platform you should start on. Today, I'm going to share five tips with you of things that I've learned over the years of how to get consistent with your content. Now, let me just start off by saying I am not an expert, okay? This is just my advice to you. I do three or four different podcasts. We have three or four different businesses that we run. This is what I do to make sure that through all of that, because all of the businesses and all of the podcasts that we do, we have to produce on a weekly basis. And with all of those podcasts and businesses, we need to market them online. And we do a lot of social media. This is my strategy for how to keep myself and the people we work with consistent. If you do need some ideas, though, thebruceirving.com. I actually just recently revamped our website. I'm going to be putting a lot of these podcasts, not a lot. I'm going to be putting all of these podcasts on there, and I'm going to be organizing them for specific content. A couple things. I'm doing an Instagram course. You can learn about that on next week's podcast episode for 2022. We are going to have a mastermind group. We're going to relaunch that. You're going to be hearing about that in the next couple of weeks. And I have 65 content ideas for you. If you go to thebruceirving.com, thebruceirving.com/content ideas, you can put your name and email, and I'm going to email you a PDF with 65 different content ideas that you can use to get started. So the part about not having enough ideas will be out of the way. 65 is probably going to get you, if you do four or five a week, it's going to get you 3 months worth of content. And then when you get to that 3 month, you just circle back to the beginning and start all over again. Plus, by the time you get through a few of these, you're going to be able to come up with your own ideas and use that idea that I gave you on the sheet as a general one, and you can get a little bit more specific with your business. But that's available again, thebruceirving.com/content ideas. All right, here's number one. How do you be more consistent? Start with just one platform. Now, if you've already opened up 17 different platforms, you have every social media platform there is available, and you're trying to use all of them, it's okay. You don't have to start with one, but do me a favor. Pick one that's your favorite. Maybe it's the one you think you're going to be the best at, the one you're having the most success with as of right now, the one you feel the most comfortable with, or the one that your audience is mostly on. Pick one. Even if you have 17 different ones you currently use or you're struggling with, file it down to one for now and focus on that one platform for the next 30 to 60 days. I promise you, nothing's going to happen to the other 17 or 16 in the next 30 or 60 days that's going to dramatically affect your business. But pick one. And if it's Instagram, fantastic. If it's Facebook, great. If Twitter's your jam, even better. Whatever it is, pick one and really try to come up with a content strategy and a system that you can easily leverage that platform over the next 30 or 60 days. And by doing this, it's going to really help you focus and learn instead of always feeling like you're struggling coming up with content, or you're not exactly sure where you should be posting today, or you feel like you're stretched too thin and social media marketing is taking over your life. Pick one. Come up with a system. Really focus on that one. Maybe, who knows? I know you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, but you're just doing this for the next 30 or 60 days. When you get to that 30 or 60 day mark and you've been focusing only on one, a couple things are going to happen. You're going to realize if that platform is good for your business or not. You're going to have come up with a really good system on how to create content for that platform. And the time it takes you to create and post the content to that one platform is going to be dramatically less after 30 or 60 days than it is when you first start. And then you'll feel comfortable. And when you feel comfortable, you can add another social media platform to your plate of food, so to speak, and start doing the same thing with that. And then I don't think you need to be everywhere. I think you could use two or three platforms and really be really good at those. And then that's all you really need. That's it. You don't need to be everywhere. You need to be on the platforms that are working for your business or you're going to be good at or your customers are on. So tip number one, start today only using one platform for the next 30 or 60 days until you come up with a system for posting. You can easily come up with content and you're not overwhelmed with producing that content on that platform. And then you can add another one. Next tip, number two, create a monthly outline for your marketing. So here's how it works for us. I have a Google Sheet. And if you reach out to me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com, I'll share it with you. And on that Google Sheet, it has 5 or 7 overview ideas. So not exactly what I'm going to post, but an idea of what the topic is for the post for that particular day. So there's 7 ideas on the top. And then I have the whole month of dates down below. And I label them 1 through 7. So this one, I have 7 different ideas. It's my topic related, travel, food, experience or a customer review, fun or funny, another one about my topic related, and then behind the scenes, number 1 through 7. And then I go through. This one is December 1st, it's number 1. December 2nd is number 2. And then December 7th is number 7. And then December 8th, I go back to number 1. So I know for 7 days, my topic of content for that particular day is whatever that topic is. Now, it doesn't exactly tell me the content. It just tells me the overview idea of the type of content I'm going to post for that day. Now, I don't know how your brain works, but mine does not work where I want to post. I'm creative, and sometimes my creativity is higher than on other days. So some days I'm really creative, and some days I'm not at all. And my creativity is, I'm in a funk, and I can't think of anything. So I don't like to say to myself, all right, on this day, you're going to come up with 30 days of content, because sometimes on that day, I'm just not into it. So I like to have an overview of ideas, and I don't want to list out exactly what I'm going to post for 30 or 60 days, because you never know what's going to happen. Let me give you an example. Back in February of 2022, we all know what happened in March of 2022. In January and February of 2022, I was running a couple different podcasts, and I had about a dozen or 15 episodes already recorded. Now, what happened was March of 2022 happened, and all of the content that I had already recorded and had ready to go, and all the social media posts I had ready to go, all of a sudden were not relevant anymore. Now, I don't think 2020 is ever going to happen again. At least I hope it doesn't. But you never know what's going to happen in the future. And I don't like to put all of my work in when I don't know if 30 days from now, the post that I spent 10 minutes today on is going to be relevant at that time. But I do know that the topic or the outline that I have selected for a day 30 days from now, I can figure out something based on that outline. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but I will know when I'm there, if that makes sense. So create 6 or 7 different topics. List them out in the months, and then when that day comes, you look at the topic and create content based on that topic. Again, if you want my Google Sheet, it's a really, really simple Google Sheet. Email me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com, and I will share it with you, and you can take a look at what I have there. All right, number 3. And this is something that I do every single morning. I block off 10, 15, 20 minutes every morning. I get my cup of coffee, I grab my phone, And I review and engage all of my past content over the last month because I want to look at what worked well and what didn't work well. And that gives me an opportunity to research other accounts that I can see what they're doing so I can look at the content that's working for them. I can look at my past content and see what worked in the past that I can post again. And it helps me get a routine going where I have the same routine. So I get my cup of coffee, I spend 10 or 15 minutes kind of reviewing social media, looking at my past content, looking at other accounts that are either similar to mine or in similar topics, what they're posting, kind of just reviewing and getting a feel for the overall industry in my category for social media. And then I can come up with something to post. But it's a habit that I've formed over years of doing it. So every morning, 10 or 15 minutes perusing, and then I post something. And I look at my topic that I need for the day, and then I post something. It takes me, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 20, depending on what kind of day I'm having and what's going on in the world and what's going on in the business. But that's what I do. Every morning for 10 or 15 minutes, I spend looking at social media, seeing what's out there, what people are interacting with, what people are engaging with, and then I post. And it's just part of my daily habit. Number four, I mentioned this a couple times in this podcast that my brain isn't always at peak creativity every single day. So what I do is I maximize the days where my brain is in a creative mode. Some of the times when I post or the post that we put out or the content that we put out or the podcast that we record, I do a lot of that in 1 or 2 days a week. And the reason I do it in 1 or 2 days a week is because I'm really feeling good those days. I got good sleep. I went to the gym. My brain is feeling creative. I'm in that mode. I'm in the groove. And I just do as much as I need to do for as long as I can do it. And what that does is it gives me a stockpile of content that I can use on the days that I'm not feeling so good because there's a lot of them. 3 or 4 days a week, it's not that I'm not feeling good. It's just I can't think of anything funny or informative or what I want to share or I'm not motivated to do it. But what I can do is I can go back and look at my drafts or my account or a Google Sheet that I have or a Google Doc and look at the ideas that I wrote down on those days I was feeling good. And that helps me stay consistent with my content because there's going to be days where you're just not feeling it. And instead of me just saying to myself, you know what, forget it, I don't need to post anything today, all I need to do is go back and look at my Google Doc and I have 15 or 20 different ideas or posts that I've put in there because I know that day is coming when I'm not going to feel like it. And I can just pull from one of those and plug it in and hit send. And I'm done for the day. And I can feel accomplished, even though I really wasn't into it for that particular day. So the number four thing to do is, when you are feeling creative, or you do have a good day where you can come up with content, go all in on it. Write as much as you possibly can. Record as many videos as you possibly can. Change your shirt. Put a hat on. If you're in the groove and you want to create videos, but you don't want it to seem like you created all your videos on the same day, get a change of shirt. Put a hat on. Set the lighting, move into a different room, and just keep going for as long as you can because that content that you're creating that day that you're feeling good is going to very much help you out in the future when you're not feeling good. All right, my last tip for you is that you don't have to do it alone. And this isn't a sales pitch for our mastermind group, although if you want to join our mastermind group, I highly recommend it. Very informative, very helpful. But join a group. There's got to be either a local group or an online community where you can go into and join and participate in, and it's going to help you get motivated. The key for finding a good group that you should join is to make sure there's a good mix of people. You don't want everybody to be so far ahead of you in business that you feel like you're never going to be able to reach where they're at, and they're just so much more advanced than you are that you feel awkward about adding your 2 cents because, listen, their business is way more successful than yours, so why should you join? So you want to have that medium. You want to have a couple people where you are at so they can help you and they understand what you're going through. You want to have a few people in the group who are ahead of you so you can see where the finish line is and what you need to do. And then you also want to have some people who are a little bit behind you that you can help and teach because there is something about being able to answer somebody's question or help them in their business that helps you stay motivated and wanting to move forward. Because you know that you're moving forward. If there's somebody who's in business, who's just starting out, that's where you were, and you can see how far you've grown. So in order to find a good group, make sure there's that good mix. A couple, a couple, however many people there are, you want to make sure that there's people in the group who are ahead, where you want to be, where you currently are, and where you used to be, so that way you can help them and they can push you, because they're going to catch you sooner or later. And as long as you're ahead of them, you want to stay ahead of them in a good way, a good positive way. All right, so I hope those tips were useful. To recap, let's go through this list again. Number one, pick one platform and stick to it. Don't have 17 social media handles going at one time if you're all over the place. Pick one for the next 30 or 60 days. Dominate it before you add on a new one. Number two, make a monthly outline. 6 or 7 topics that go to your category, and then have them in the monthly form underneath. We have a Google Sheet if you want it, but don't write out every single post for 30 days. Just write out the topics, and then as the day comes, you can get to the post that you need. Number three, block off 10 or 15 minutes every morning with your cup of coffee. Engage, review your content, review others in your category. What content is working? Save some of those ideas for your future content that are working well that you can get inspiration from. Don't copy, but just get inspired from them. Number four, when you are feeling inspired and you're having a good day, record as much as you can. Write as much as you possibly can. If you're having a good day and you want to do videos, do as many as you can. Because there's going to be a day in the future where you're just not feeling it. And you're going to be thankful for that content that you stockpiled in that Google Sheet or in a draft somewhere that you can just pull from, because you're just not having a good day. And instead of letting it go and feeling down about yourself, you know what? I have some content right over here. I'm not having a good day today, but I did last week, and there's content there that I can just take and go plug in. And then number five, join a group. You don't have to go it alone. There's a lot of different groups out there, mine included, that you can join to keep you motivated, to give you some ideas, to give you inspiration, to help with your questions. Join a group. And if you need some help finding one, email me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. I can help you out with that. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope these ideas helped you. Head over to our website, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. Get the content ideas so you don't have to run. You can always have a list of content that you can come up with and help you with your creativity. You'll probably need it for a little bit in the beginning, but then you're going to be fine. I know it. If you need anything, reach out to me on Instagram. I am @TheBruceIrving. Otherwise, have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time.